This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that we are still plagued by a raging pandemic that has now put 100,000 people in the hospital right now. This beyond the 1,500 who die every day of COVID illness. But we're talking about 100,000 people who are currently hospitalized with COVID. So what do you do about it? There's a question about national mandates. And by the way, those national mandates are getting a tremendous amount of blowback. And from virtually every Republican governor. And is that just politics? Or is there some profound principle involved? There's actually a real question about, well, consistency. I don't want to say hypocrisy, but it might be that too. Some of the Republican governors who have objected most strenuously to the vaccine mandates for COVID have vaccine mandates in their state that are very strict. For kids, where they have to go get measles shots, they have to get polio shots, they have to get tetanus shots, rubella shots, all kinds of different shots, they are required to get by state law that these governors enforce and don't object to, in the same states where you're hearing all kinds of objections. I mean, the most striking objection to me, it seemed to me, was from Governor McMaster in South Carolina, who said, "I will fight till the gates of hell to defeat this evil mandate." Now, you can use that language. You're talking about fighting to defeat the pandemic, fighting to defeat the virus. But if there is no sort of mandate or organized effort, and this may be the wrong approach, as Chris Christie has pointed out, and I think his comment is well taken. Asa Hutchinson, who is a Republican governor who's been friendly to the vaccine and understands that the only way his state is going to get better is with a vaccine. He's also appalled at the way that Joe Biden has sort of big-footed his way into this situation. We will talk about all of that and talk about one of the issues that is a side issue, but for many people it's not a side issue, it's absolutely vital, which is the idea of religious exemptions. There is a pastor named Curtis Chang who has actually put out a series of videos trying to ease people's concerns from a Christian point of view about the vaccines and about their appropriateness. And he has also called for eliminating any religious exemption for any of the mandates that would be put on the state, local, or federal levels on COVID-19. We'll be speaking to Pastor Curtis Chang coming up on the Michael Medved Show. This is what Chris Christie had to say, which I think was substantive and smart. Like, frankly, a lot of what Chris Christie has been saying, it seems to me, recently. He was on The Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Chris, let me begin with you. You serve with a lot of these Republican governors who've come out against these mandates from President Biden. Are they on solid ground? How do you explain their actions?
Well, look, there's three things about what's happened this week that concern me, and I'm someone who's been advocating from the beginning and still advocate that everyone should get vaccinated, and I think it's a mistake not to. First one is I think there's shaky legal ground here. When you look at the OSHA statutes that are being used, I think they're really on shaky ground as to whether they can really force this or not. So it's subject to legal challenge. Second, let's remember that the politicization of these vaccines started back in the presidential campaign. It was started by Vice President Harris, you know, who said that I will not take a vaccine that's approved by Trump or by Trump's regulators. That put this in a totally different area that allowed it to be politicized, and that politicization is continuing now. And third, I really do think that your question to the Surgeon General was on point. This is going to harden opposition. Sometimes when you're a leader, you have to go in and use a sledgehammer. And I've been known to do that when I was governor. Sometimes it's appropriate. But this one was not the time to do it. We have to be persuasive. We have to continue to persuade. And I know that
takes time. How do you respond to the argument that that wasn't working? And that when you look at the mandates, whether it's the Veterans Department, whether it's DOD, whether it's the workplaces like Tyson's that Dr. Murthy cited, that when you have the mandates, they work.
Look, working for the government and ordering government workers to have a mandate, there is one thing. Extending that to two-thirds of all the jobs and making it either get vaccinated or not, it's also contradictory logically, George, because what they're telling us is, by all the data, that vaccinated people are very, very well protected from anyone who's unvaccinated and who has it. Yet they're saying to us, we have to do this to protect you. Well, that's protecting the unvaccinated from the unvaccinated. They're making choices.
Okay. I know that argument, and I think that argument is problematic. And because no one is saying that unvaccinated people are not going to get the, or that vaccinated people, pardon me, are not going to get the disease. They do, and they can. It's just you're much less likely. The current most recent data that came out, and this over the weekend, indicates that if you have been vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are 11 times less likely to be hospitalized than somebody who's not vaccinated. It's why the overwhelming majority of people remain those who are hospitalized among the unvaccinated. So, yes, of course, you are protecting other people who may have been vaccinated who don't want to be exposed to that viral load from the Delta variant and have to go back either for another round of COVID, and not even for people who've had COVID before, or who basically will have their own caution in getting vaccinated undermined by this greater exposure. And look, the entire manner, and I hate to compare it to the withdrawal from Afghanistan, but you could make an argument that it was time, we should get our troops out of Afghanistan. I got it. That's something you can argue. But what you can't argue about is the incredibly inept and clumsy way that Biden handled it. And I have this terrible feeling that this may end up being the same thing. Is that, I think that most Americans, the overwhelming majority of Americans, can agree that it's a good goal to have, to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And the government should try to do anything the government can to get that done. But doing it this way, and making it look like it's a political stunt, making it look like it's a desire to find something that's popular and is going to get people's minds off the Afghanistan disaster and somehow restore that image of Joe Biden as an activist president who is going to be the next FDR or the next Lyndon Johnson. This manner of doing it, why not talk to some of the Republican governors, like Asa Hutchinson and Jim Justice of West Virginia, Republican conservative governors who have a real problem getting this done in their states? Try to do it with them, because the main legal objection, and Chris Christie knows this, and so does Alan Dershowitz, who was on our show talking about it. The main legal objection here is that it's not really a federal matter. It should be a state matter, which means if you can cooperate with governors, you're not going to have the same legal issues. More on that, and a guy who just died because he couldn't get treated. Why not? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a great deal of evidence, it seems to me, that Chris Christie is right, that people are responding not at all in the way that you would want them to respond if you really are concerned about getting people vaccinated and getting America out of the pandemic and getting all of us back in a situation where something as basic as taking a proven, extremely effective, brilliantly put together, and almost totally safe vaccine in order to protect yourself and to protect the people around you, including people you may not know that well, but who would prefer not to work around you if you refuse to take a vaccine. There's all kinds of indications. There's a we're going to be talking about this idea of religious exemptions. The New York Times has a big piece about people all over the country, not just in parts of the country that you would know to be traditionally conservative and religious, but really all over, who are looking for pastors and priests and others who will write letters for them for a religious exemption. We'll be speaking with Pastor Curtis Chang about that kind of effort, and it's going on, and whether those exemptions should be permitted. There's also this, and it's a story that is directly related to COVID and why this should not be a partisan issue, and it should not be one of those things where I win, you lose. I mean, some of the talk from Democrats, oh, President Biden is just going to run over those Republican governors. Well, you can't do that. You can't do that. Literally, you cannot. And there's this. And it's a story from the Washington Post. When Ray DeMonia was having cardiac emergency last month, his Alabama family waited anxiously for a nearby hospital with available space in its intensive care unit. But in a state where coronavirus infections and unvaccinated patients have overwhelmed hospitals in recent months, finding an available ICU bed was an ordeal. It was so difficult, his family wrote this month, that the hospital in his hometown of Cullman, Alabama, which, by the way, is the same town that Trump had his most recent Alabama rally in, that in Cullman, Alabama, they contacted 43 others in three states, and all were unable to give him the care he needed. DeMonia, who was eventually transferred to a Mississippi hospital about 200 miles away, died at age 73 on September 1st, 3 days shy of his birthday. Raven DeMonia, his daughter, told the Washington Post on Sunday that it was shocking when the family was told that dozens of ICUs were unable to treat her father. It was like, what do you mean? She said when she found out her father was being airlifted to a Mississippi hospital. I never thought this would happen to me. Now in DeMonia's obituary, his family is urging those who remain unvaccinated to get immunized to help hospitals that have been pushed to their limits and struggling to treat emergencies not related to the pandemic. His daughter told the Post he was vaccinated against the coronavirus. He didn't die of coronavirus. He died because he couldn't get the treatment he needed for his heart condition. In honor of Ray, they said in his obituary, please get vaccinated. If you have not, in an effort to get vaccinated, in an effort to free up resources for non-COVID-related emergencies, the family wrote. He would not want any other family to go through what we did. Let us go to Linda in L.A. Linda, you're on the MedVed Show.
Well, thank you. Although I've been a Democrat since I started voting, I am now in complete agreement, in contrary to you, about the many prominent Republicans who have come out against the vaccine, and I recently emailed you many, many, many well-researched news reports about death, paralysis, heart attack, cancer, blood clots, all related to the COVID vaccines. And then quickly, I have a manager in the entertainment industry. So she recently texted me, oh, my nephew, who's just about to get married, he just unexpectedly passed away. So I texted her, oh, did he take the vaccine? She said, yes. He died of a heart attack. Then there was a recent British young woman, whose name escapes me at the moment, but she's prominent. And she started vomiting recently, and she had the second COVID vaccine. She's now dead. So I'd like to ask, why are you staunchly against every news report? Every news
These are not news reports, Linda. If you send me a medical journal, some peer-reviewed study, if you can find me some, and I don't mean America's Frontline Doctors, because America's Frontline Doctors, which is an organization that is basically in the business of making money for spreading this nonsense, why do you believe that literally every medical organization, every hospital, that all of it, would want to mislead people about something like this?
Okay, first of all, you're completely incorrect when you discount the credibility of the news reports that I've sent and the many, many, many credible news reports.
Why do you think it is that I believe there are 37 states, including Australia and Great Britain and Germany and France, and that all have vaccine mandates? And the idea that you're talking about somebody who got a vaccine and then he died of a heart attack shortly thereafter doesn't mean that the vaccine caused it. People die of heart attacks every day. And again, what you can indicate is this Alabama guy who died. His family believes that he died because he could not get any hospital space, and the doctors appear to be going along with that. When literally you don't have room to treat someone for a heart condition because you're too filled up with COVID patients and people in ICUs, and how do you explain, Linda, given the fact that the majority of American adults are now vaccinated, it's about 52-53% are completely vaccinated, both vaccines, and that even with that, you're talking about well over 80%, most studies say over 90%, numbers among hundreds of thousands of people, 90% of those who are in ICU, who are in being treated in hospital, are unvaccinated. We will be right back with Curtis Chang about religious exemptions on the vaccines. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House committee is taking a closer look today at the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify on the topic before the Democratic-led House Foreign Affairs Committee. This as former Secretary of Defense and Director of the CIA, Leon Panetta, says we need to keep our eye on the Taliban.
It's clear to me that they're going to continue to support al-Qaeda and allow al-Qaeda to basically continue to develop and expand. And I think they will plan additional attacks on our country as well as elsewhere.
That audio courtesy of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. President Biden begins his three-state tour in the West today. He'll start with Idaho, where 22 of the nation's 80 largest fires are burning. Then he'll head to California for two stops. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, proud to welcome Pastor Curtis Chang, who is a distinguished academic, religious leader, thinker. He actually is a consulting professor at Duke Divinity School in North Carolina, and he also holds a faculty appointment at American University in the nation's capital, and as a senior fellow at Fuller Theological Seminary. He's the author of Engaging Unbelief, A Captivating Strategy from Augustine and Aquinas. Pastor Chang, it's a pleasure and honor to speak to you. Let me begin by reading, if I may, you wrote an enormously persuasive piece, it seems to me, in the New York Times. And just a passage that lays out, it seems to me, the essence of the argument that you're making. You say, Christians who request exemptions rarely even try to offer substantive biblical or theological reasoning. Rather, the drivers for evangelical resistance are non-religious and are rooted in deep-seated suspicion of government and vulnerability to misinformation. First of all, do you discount all of the efforts to try to cite biblical passages? They do seem a little bit detached from the reality of vaccines. What's the most persuasive biblical passage you think the other side brings up for why vaccines should not be compelled?
Well, these days, because of the mandate that has just been instituted, especially with the government mandate, I think what you're going to find is people are going to increasingly go to Revelation on the passage of the mark of the beast. And this is a passage that talks about some attempt by the ruling authorities to make all believers get branded with something called that ends up being called the mark of the beast. I think you're going to find that increasingly, you know, come up as a passage. And we've prepared a video on our site, Christians in the Vaccine, that just debunks this particular reading, that shows why it's actually an incredible distortion of that passage to use it in the case of the vaccine. I mean, really what that passage is talking about in Revelation 13 is it was trying to warn Christians to not be branded politically. 666 was the code that the Hebrew scriptures had, and that if you just do a very simple decoding of it, it pertains to Nero, the ruler, the Roman emperor of the first century. And what that passage is saying is don't let yourselves get branded politically, Christians. That will compromise your faithfulness to Jesus. And sadly, ironically, with the vaccine resistance, that's actually what's happened, is that, you know, there is no biblical reason for taking the vaccine. There's every strong biblical reason to take the vaccine for the sake of loving your neighbor and caring for the health of the whole. But what's happened is this particular vaccine has gotten branded politically and has gotten drawn into the partisan wars, and that's what's actually dragging unfortunately, a number of Christians into the anti-vax side. And one of the reasons you can know why that the real motivation here is this political branding that's taken place is that, you know, if you are listening to this show right now and you are an employer or you are an HR manager or you're a supervisor and you get somebody in your company that is requesting a religious exemption for the COVID vaccine, the question you should be asking is, did you get vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, smallpox, and so forth? Okay. The vast majority of those people claiming the religious exemption, the vast, vast majority, were completely immunized by school mandates and other kinds of mandates for those vaccines, right? And so they did not claim a religious exemption to those vaccine mandates. They're only claiming a religious exemption to this mandate because of how politicized, because of how branded this vaccine has gotten in our partisan wars. And so you should automatically rule out that this is a sincere religious objection if the person asking for it did not consistently request religious exemptions to other vaccines.
Okay, I believe we do have vaccine mandates, don't we, in all 50 states for other vaccines, for vaccines like measles or rubella or other diseases, particularly for children, where they can't go to public schools unless they're vaccinated. That's basically universal, isn't it?
It is. There has been a growing movement because of actually, you know, the anti-vax movement to allow people to seek exemptions. Those are still a tiny minority, and it's certainly that among conservative white evangelicals, historically, before the recent partisan warfare, they supported vaccine mandates from schools. There was a poll from the Pew Research Center from back in 2014, before everything got super politicized, that showed over 75%, right? So over more than three in four white evangelicals, right, the conservative white evangelicals who were surveyed supported school mandates for MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccines. Again, now if you take the same poll and applied it to the COVID vaccine, you're going to see very different numbers. And nothing has changed religiously. The Bible has not changed in the intervening 7 years. Theology has not changed in the intervening 7 years. The only thing that's changed is the politics around vaccination, around COVID in particular.
Do you believe that some of the same folks today who are saying it's a fundamental right for people to say no to a vaccine, and by the way, this is not someone coming to your door and saying you have to get vaccine. Someone saying if you want to come to your place of work, if you want to go into your job site you're going to have to get vaccines. So you still ultimately have a choice as to whether you value whatever ideology is inspiring your anti-vaxxism. Do you value that more than your job?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. It is a question of job requirements. I mean, you know, mandates have this sort of negative pejorative term that somehow somebody's coming in holding a gun to your head and doing it. These are job requirements. This is saying to a nurse, if you're going to come in and be exposed to immunocompromised patients, to children who cannot be vaccinated, it is a basic job requirement that you be vaccinated. If you are so absolutely convinced that you shouldn't take the vaccine, okay, find a different job then, because the job requirement for this job is to get vaccinated. And actually, the irony here is that conservative evangelical Christians, should be supporting the right of employers to define their jobs how they want to, because we want churches to be able to do that. We want churches to be able to say, look, a job requirement is to believe in the Bible. You cannot just come in here and actually be a pastor and force us to hire you as a pastor if you don't believe the things we believe. Well, a hospital is saying you have to believe the things we believe in order to actually work at a hospital or at a school and so forth. So moral consistency should compel Christians to actually say, look, institutions should define the job requirements as they see fit. And if it means getting vaccinated and it's completely reasonable why that is, then that should be the right.
Okay, can you stay and talk for a few minutes more,
sure.
Pastor Chang?
Yep.
Terrific,
yep.
Because I'll tell you what I want to ask you and I want to get to, because you've done a great deal of work on this, and you wrote this tremendous and persuasive piece in the New York Times about dropping a religious exemption to the vaccine mandate. And I wonder if you have some explanation of why, again, it would be that so many committed Christian people seem to be buying this idea that somehow you're compromising your faith by getting a vaccine. And a vaccine that was largely developed by Donald Trump, who had overwhelming support from Christian evangelicals. Why this particular vaccine and not smallpox or measles or MMR, as you were pointing out? What is the difference between this vaccine and all other vaccines, to ask a Passover question? We will be right back on the MedVed Show with Pastor Curtis Chang.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal, up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal, will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be speaking with Pastor Curtis Chang, who has teaching positions at Duke University Divinity School, at American University in D.C., and at the Fuller Theological Seminary. He is also very active in a new organization, which I believe he founded, basically to try to reach out over some of the prominent, it's not dominant, but it's prominent Christian opposition to the COVID-19 vaccines. His organization is called Christians and the Vaccine. We're going to be linking to it at the Michael Medved Show. They have some videos available that you can see that deal with these issues. Okay, Pastor Chang, right before the break, I asked you what to me is a painful and profound question. How is it that so many wonderful, reasonable, thoughtful, biblically educated people, deeply committed believers, have become so afraid and so willing to actually sacrifice a great deal because of their opposition to these vaccines?
I think let me answer the question in two ways. One, historically what happened during the pandemic, and secondly, what politically and sociologically, if you will, is happening in churches right now, in evangelical conservative churches. So first of all, what happened in the pandemic historically? What happened from the very beginning and throughout this is this branding that I was describing, that actually the Revelation 13 warns us against, is a political branding of our faith. And what happened was that COVID itself got branded politically, and responses to COVID got branded politically. Donald Trump, from the beginning, took on a cultural stance of downplaying the severity of COVID as a threat. And then along with it, then all public health measures designed to protect us from that threat. So famously mocking people who wore masks and so forth. And so from the moment he began doing that, he set the sort of political terms for COVID and COVID responses, where it got branded with the political divides so afflicting our country, such that for you to be conservative was to actually downplay COVID, for you to be liberal was to take it seriously, and then along with all the public health measures. So even though the Trump administration was responsible for developing the vaccine, the dominant brand, the dominant feel of the entire sort of GOP has been sort of afflicted with this idea that, you know, we should not be taking the vaccine, the virus too seriously, and the vaccine unfortunately has gotten sucked right into that. And so when you combine that with, you know, sort of the other aspect of the political brand of Trump is to distrust institutions, it just created this toxic brew of distrust that got sort of labeled onto the COVID vaccine. So that's the history of how we got here. Now, what is happening right now, you've got to understand, is that the majority of Christian evangelical leaders and pastors are pro-vaccine. In fact, there was a poll done by the National Association of Evangelicals that polled its own leadership circle back in February that showed over 90% of the folks surveyed were pro-vaccine. Right? That's in sharp contrast to at that time, it was only like 45% of the base were pro-vaccine. And you had this big divide that unfortunately has been afflicting, especially conservative churches, where increasingly pastors are not the defining, most shaping influence on their congregants' views when it comes to cultural and political issues. I've had so many pastors tell us, like, look, I get my people for like maybe 45 minutes out of a sermon on Sunday morning. They're listening to Tucker Carlson for 5 hours a week, and Newsmax is filling their eyeballs the other times, and other online social media stuff that just comes. That's not Christian material, unless in a very sort of very superficial and heretical sense. It's mostly secular material that is deeply political, driven by conspiracy theories. It's like the QAnon kind of stuff that is so swirling around the social media habits of Christians, of conservatives, that is really that pastors are losing sort of sway over their congregants when it comes to certain political cultural issues, and that's
so.
A real
if you can,
here.
If you can address, if Pastor Chang, if you can address just very briefly that thing, and I've heard this 20, 30, 40 times, is that the vaccines were actually developed from aborted fetuses.
Yeah, it's an important and somewhat complex issue, and we produced an entire video, it's like a 12-minute video that breaks this all down. I encourage folks to go down to christiansandthevaccine.com, and there's a video that we have on our site, Can You Be Pro-Life? And be pro-vaccine. And I encourage folks to read it. Basically, the short answer is the cell line that was used to develop the vaccine in a high likelihood probably came from an aborted fetus. That same cell line was used to develop just about every single medical treatment that anybody is taking today, is being exposed to today. It is a cell line that is widely used. And so the real question is, you know, just because something has some origin that was tainted by something that you believe was sinful, does that mean everything associated with it is wrong? And I think none of us lives that way, actually. Like, none of us, I think there's no more reason we live that way, that sin is not like something that kind of touches everything that comes in contact with it. And nobody lives that way. We all, if you were to be consistent with that principle that I cannot in any way touch anything that has any historical origins to an act of sin, if you hold the position that an abortion is sin, which I do, by the way, if you believe that, then you would basically have to withdraw from all modern medical treatment.
I see. It wasn't primarily just one of the vaccines, just the J&J vaccine?
There are two different. So the J&J vaccine used this particular cell line in the production of the vaccine, whereas the other vaccines only used it in the research and development vaccine. Now, and it's important to keep in mind, this is we're talking about a cell line. So the cells that are being used in the research are descendants from that potentially aborted cells from like back in the 1970s. So this we're talking about a descendant cells, right? So it's not the actual, it's not fetal, no fetal cells, no fetal tissue are being used in the production, research, development, or any way having to do with the vaccine. We're talking about like descendants of a cell.
And if I may, I think the other very, very important point you're making, which most people, most Americans, both evangelicals and non-evangelicals, don't realize, is the point that the overwhelming majority of church leaders, of people who are in the most prominent seminaries, who really are trusted on almost everything else, are in favor of congregants and their flock getting the vaccine. With the idea of the Book of Deuteronomy injunction, therefore choose life. You can choose life.
Exactly.
Right down to your local Walgreens.
For instance, take the example of this fetal cell and abortion issue. The Vatican, who has studied pro-life issues more rigorously, has devoted more energy, resources, smart thinking, deep research on this issue than anybody else, who has a track record that transcends every other religious leader. They've studied this issue, and they have morally cleared these vaccines of any moral complicity in abortion. So,
I was stunned to read that Christian Science, the Christian Science Church, which is not always so comfortable with every medical procedure, this one they're okay with, you write.
Well, and that is really interesting, right? Because they're uncomfortable with taking medical treatments for themselves because they believe in the power of miraculous and faith healing. The reason why they're open to the vaccine is they realize this is not a decision just for myself that affects me. This is a decision that actually affects the entire community. And so for the sake of others, we ought to be open to getting vaccinated. And that's the critical thing that you've got to understand, that the religion, the actual religion that is driving religious opposition to vaccine is not Christianity. Because Christianity is founded on Jesus, the one who gave up his rights and his own body for the sake of others. That's the foundation of Christianity, right? And so, but if you actually dig just an inch below these sort of religious exemption requests, the religion has nothing to do with Jesus. The religion has all to do with the self. It has all to do with how dare you tell me what to do? How dare you make me do something? How dare you, act in any way that I am uncomfortable with? It's the self, self, self that is the actual God.
This is such important material. We'll link to some of your videos and your material at michaelmedved.com. That's Pastor Curtis Chang with Christians and the Vaccine. Very important for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
spend your life.